The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 41 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, and coming straight from Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas, we have a lot to cover. And speaking of Simonator Studios, Carl Anthony Towns and the Minnesota Timberwolves took it to our San Antonio Spurs last night. Drew, what were your thoughts about last night's game?
Yeah, very high-scoring game, especially in the third quarter. Karl Anthony Towns dropping 60, 32 of them in the third quarter. What a performance by him, but the Spurs didn't even play that bad. It was a great game to watch. We had some good performances. We actually had four players with 20-plus points. That is really good, and we had 11 blocks total. So we played pretty good as a team, but Karl Anthony Towns just overpowered us. So that was a good game.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, you know, great players do what great players do. I mean, he was 7 of 11 from three-point land, 60 points. That was just quite an amazing game for him. You know, and the Spurs, you're right. I agree with you 100%, Drew. They didn't play horrible. I mean, going through and trying to do an analysis of our bottom two, I didn't find a whole lot of guys that made it an easy choice of, oh, you're for sure the bottom two. So, I mean, I thought we played well minus the defense, and I think we can get better at that. I really still think we need a big body like a four that complements Jakob Poeltl. I think he might be sitting on our bench, but Popovich may think otherwise since Jock Landale only got 3 minutes, but I think we need another big body that can come in there as a four and get on some big dudes like Karl Anthony Towns, but still be athletic enough to chase him out to the three-point line. But anyway, yeah, you're right. Four guys and 20 or more points, and the Spurs really played well. They shot so much better than the previous game, 53.6% as a team. But they did come up short, and that was a loss for the Spurs. So we're still talking about the standings for the play-in game in the conference right now. The Spurs are sitting 2.5 games outside of the play-in spot behind the New Orleans Pelicans. With the Spurs have a 26-43 overall record. Pelicans have 28 wins. And then as far as for the draft pick goes, we're still on that seventh slot and one game out of that eighth slot with Portland. And a game and a half out of the sixth slot with Sacramento. So a lot of possibilities for this year's team in playoffs or draft pick. All right, let's get to our top two, bottom two. Drew, who are your top two?
I'll start us off. My first top two, I have Keldon Johnson. He was really good last night. He scored 34 points. He had 4 assists and 8 rebounds. He shot very well. He shot 13 of 21 from the field and 5 of 9 from the three-point line. That was one of Keldon Johnson's best game this season, no doubt about it. My second top two, I've got DeJounte Murray running the point guard. He scored 30 points. He had 12 assists, 4 rebounds, and he shot 10 of 20 from the field and 9 of 10 from the free throw line, which is a good sign because he needs to get a little bit better with his free throws in 36 minutes of play. Those were my top two.
Okay. Do you remember who my player to go off in the previous episode was?
Wasn't it DeJounte?
And do you remember how many points I said he was going to get?
About 30.
Yep. I was pretty proud of that, but great night for him. My top two was the same as yours, Drew. I had Keldon Johnson, who that was his career high with 34 points. It was really close for me for number two. Obviously, DeJounte with 30 points and 12 assists got it, but Lonnie Walker deserves an honorable mention for me. He shot really well last night. He had 22 points and was 3 of 5 from three-point land, so That was he was an honorable mention on my top two. I think Lonnie's been playing really well, minus one little clunker in the middle there. But I really think we know who our sixth man is without a doubt. All right, let's get to our bottom two. Drew, who's your bottom two?
All right, so for my bottom two, I've got Zach Collins. He struggled a little bit yesterday. He scored 5 points. He turned the ball over 2 times. And he shot 2 of 7 from the field and 1 of 4 from the three-point line. Just a little bit of an off night from Zach Collins. He's been playing good as of late, so I'm not really going to worry about it. My next bottom two, I've got Josh Richardson. He scored 2 points. He turned the ball over 3 times, and he shot 1 of 3 from the field in 23 minutes. He's also been playing good as of late. He just had an off night against the Timberwolves yesterday. Let's hear your bottom two.
Okay, so I had Zach Collins as well. However, I did want to make light of something that he did really well last night, even though he's on my bottom two. He had 4 block shots, and that was his season high as far as block shots go and being a defender. He did some aggressive type move over Patrick Beverley after he fell down and got a foul on that, and a little bit of swagger, a little bit of bad boy type motor on him, and that's way okay with me. But yeah, he was number one on my bottom two. And number two was Trey Jones. He was just 1 of 4 shooting. However, he did have 7 assists, which I thought was great. So not going to knock him too much. We're a growing and learning team, and that was our top two and bottom two. All right, the next segment of our show is the question of the day. This question comes from Kelvin in Divine, Texas. Kelvin asks, should we be concerned about Josh Primo's recent struggles? Drew, I'll let you take that one.
I mean, I don't think we should. He is 19 years old. It's a little bit, I don't expect him to go out there and drop 10 points a game in his rookie year. That was not what we even drafted him for. It was to use him in the future in about 2 to 3 years. So, no, I do not think we should be worried about Josh Primo's struggles as of late. And he has shown some shines. He's put up 4 blocks one game, and he scored 15 points in one game. So I feel like we should not worry about his struggles.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Primo, like you said, 19, and we have seen enough out of him, or we know what he's going to be in the future. He's just going to have some growing pains. I mean, like anybody would as a 19-year-old in the National Basketball Association. So, yeah, Primo, I think we're going to be just fine. And, you know, he hasn't always struggled. And he's really showed a great court awareness, which I think is a telltale sign of the player that he's going to be in the future. I mean, he's able to hit some passes. He knows when to take the open shot. And he's really long as a defender. I mean, I just think about his length coupled with Devin Vassell's, DeJounte Murray. I mean, we've got some future great defenders on this team. So, yeah, nothing to be worried about for Mr. Primo. All right, so now the next segment of our show is This Day in Spurs History. This day is on March 15th, 2003. The Chicago Bulls, with a 23-45 record, came into San Antonio to play the Spurs, who finished out with a 47-18 record. They were really good that year. Spurs ended up winning that game 108-97 over the Chicago Bulls, led by Tony Parker, who had 25 points, 8 assists. Timmy D had 22 points, 12 rebounds. One of my favorite hard-nosed old-school Spurs, Malik Rose, had 19 points, 7 rebounds. And I'll share with you one of my dad's favorite rhymes after I get through with the stats. And then Steven Jackson had 15 points. And then one other notable player that did score for the Spurs, didn't get into double figures, but a gentleman by the name of Steve Kerr had 7 points. And yes, the same Steve Kerr, that's the coach for the Golden State Warriors. All right. My Malik Rose poem of the day was from my dad, and I remember him telling this often. Malik Rose sat on attack. Malik Rose. Okay, thank you. I'll be here all week. All right, so there's my dad's poem. All right, so let's go with our preview of the upcoming game. The Oklahoma City Thunder are coming into San Antonio Wednesday night, March 16th at 7:30. Drew, what can you tell us about the Thunder?
Yeah, the OKC Thunder are a rebuilding team. They're currently on a 5-game losing streak, but they have a lot of young talent. They have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's putting up great numbers. He's averaging 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. They have Lu Dort, who's averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds and an assist per game. Josh Giddey, who's actually going to miss this game. I think he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. He's averaging 12.7 rebounds, 6 assists. And Darius Bazley, who's averaging 10.6 rebounds. So that's a pretty good young rebuilding team that is getting better. So it should be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to take you through. So the Spurs have already played the Thunder 3 times this year. First, on November 7th, the Spurs lost that game 99-94. Keldon Johnson had 22 points. Then, on January 19th, the Spurs won by 20. Where are we at? We're at 22 points. They won 118-96. DeJounte Murray had a triple-double that night with 23 points, 14 assists, 10 boards. So that was on January 19th. And then on February 16th, the Spurs beat them again by a score of 114-106, led again by Keldon Johnson with 22, and Jakob had 20 that night. So we lost to them once in 2021, but in 2022, we are 2-0 against Oklahoma City Thunder. So that begs my next question, Drew. Who is your player to go off, and what is your final score prediction?
All right, so my player to go off, I'm feeling that Joakim Poeltl is going to dominate the Thunder bigs, so I think Joakim Poeltl will be my player to go off. He will score about 20 points and 10 rebounds. And my prediction for this game, you said the Spurs were 2-0 in 2022. Let's make that 3-0 in 2022. I think the Spurs are going to win by 7 points against the Thunder tomorrow night. It will be a great game, and I think we will pull it out.
Awesome. All right. Well, so for me, my player to go off is going to be Mr. Lonnie Walker. I think he's carving out his niche with the Spurs team. I think he's our primary threat off the bench right now, and he's been doing a lot of good things. I think he's going to continue that tomorrow night when we play the Thunder. And I've got the Spurs winning by 17. I think it's going to be a beatdown, not even close. And I think the Spurs are going to take care of business tomorrow night. Nice little bounce back win after Karl Anthony Towns brought them down to earth a little bit. So hopefully the Spurs will bounce back and we'll get another dub. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. We always appreciate your listenership. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yep, thank you, everybody. And as always, go Spurs, go!